Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, sah viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupaha, Chando pyo dhyamrata atsambhabhuva Samendro metaya asprnotu Amritasya devatharano bhuyasam Shariram me vicharshanam Jifwa me madhumattama Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam Brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha Shrutam me gopaya avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagumsi mamagavascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavaha lomasham pashivissahaswaha Amayantu brahmacharina swaha Pimayantu brahmacharina swaha Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha Damayantu brahmacharina swaha Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha Yashojane sani swaha Shreyan vasya sosani swaha Tantwa bhagat pravishani swaha Sama bhagat pravisha swaha Tasmin sahasrashake Nipagaham twayimraje swaha Yatapa pravatayanti Yatamasa aharjaram Evam mam brahmacharinaha dhatarayanti sarvata swaha prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. We'll try this together and then maybe go line by line. Why don't you repeat after me? This is what we were working on last week.
Purbhuvasuvaritiva etas tisro vyahritayah purbhuvasuvaritiva etas tisro vyahritayah Bhurbhuvasuvaritiva etas tisro vyahritayah Tasam uhasmaitan chaturthim
Maha chamasya pravedayate
Maha chamasya pravedayate
Maha iti tad brahma
sa atma
Maha iti tad brahma sa atma
Maha iti tad brahma sa atma
Anga anyanya devata ah
Anga anyanya devata ah
Bhurativa ayam lokah
Bhurdiva ayam lokah
Bhuva ityantariksham Suvaritya sau lokah
सुवरित्यसौलोकः मह इत्यादित्यः आदित्येन वाव सर्वे लोका महीयन्ते आदित्येन वाव सर्वे लोका महीयन्ते
Sorry, this is what we did last week. So now we're going to do this upasana has four sections. We've just done the first section. We'll go through and translate the whole thing and talk about it after we finish this particular upasana. But let's go into the second section. It's going to have the same, basically this kind of the same format. Repeat after me. Bhūriti.
Bhūriti.
Va agnihi. Sandhi. Buhu iti vai. Remember, vai becomes vai plus agni, and then that yakara drops, you get va agnihi. So it's buhu iti vai agnihi. So buhu iti. Remember, the vyahratis are what we call the vyahratis. These are the sacred enunciations, and there's four sacred enunciations, and we know them especially from the Gayatri, and there's the Nirvedya. There's another famous mantra in which they're chanted. I'm not familiar with that mantra, but Swamiji talks about it.
Initiations for what?
Sacred enunciations.
Oh, enunciations.
Enunciations. Buhu means this bhuloka, this plane of existence where the human beings are. It's bhuloka. The bhuvaha is the antariksham, is the intermediary space, the gandharva loka, all of the different lokas between this bhuloka and swarga loka, the heaven loka. So bhuhu is this intermediary space, bhuvaha, intermediary space, and suvaha, or swatar, also called swatar, suvaha or swatar, is the swarga loka. So those are three, buhu, buvaha, suvaha, and then this Mahachamasya, who was a rishi. The rishi, as we'll see in our vocabulary, a rishi is somebody who is what we call a mantra drashta, a seer of these mantras, the mantras that come from like breath from Ishwara. The rishis are the ones who see those mantras in their mind, mantra drashta. Drashta means a seer of the mantra, of the sacred verse. I don't know how to translate it. Sacred verse, Vedic verse. So the rishi is the mantra drashta. Mahachamasya was a rishi who saw that in addition to the buhu, buvaha, and suvaha, he saw this fourth vyahrati, this fourth sacred enunciation called mahaha. So now we have four. And upon these four, we're going to be doing an upasana, right? There's going to be upon these four enunciations, these sacred sounds, sacred words, we're going to be superimposing different things upon them, and that's what makes it an upasana. And so now here, we take...
Mahaha? What's that one?
It means that which is most praiseworthy, that which is most nourishing. It's just a fourth one. It's going to be Brahman, all different. It will be Brahman in so many different ways in terms of the relationship, okay? So here it goes, buhu iti. So buhu iti puts buhu in quotes. Buhu iti quotes, vai indeed. Vai is prasiddha. Prasiddha or prasiddhi means that which is well-known, famous. Everybody knows it's renowned, it's celebrated, it's famous, it's well known. This is what prasiddha, past passive participle, or prasiddhi. Depends from prasiddha. So prasiddha, that which is renowned, famous, well known, past passive participle. Prasiddhi is making prasidd into a noun, and it means the famous or celebrated or renowned as a noun, feminine noun. Okay? So Vai means prasiddhi. It's well known. Means it's well known in the Vedas. Veda prasiddhi. It's well known in the Vedas. It's famously renowned in the Vedas. So Buhu iti Vai, as is well known in the Vedas, is now Agnihi. In other words, Agni, fire, is going to be superimposed upon the syllable Buhu. Okay? Buhu iti Vai Agnihi. Everybody see that? Agnihi is a nominative singular. Buhu is a nominative singular, and it's put in quotes. This Vyahriti, this sacred enunciation Buhu, is indeed Agni. Means we're superimposing Agni now onto Buhu. Okay? Let's do the next one. Bhuva iti Vayuhu.
Bhuva iti Vayuhu.
Bhuva iti Vayuhu.
Bhuva iti Vayuhu.
Sandhi, Bhuvaha iti Vayuhu. Bhuvaha iti, Bhuvaha is the second one, the antariksham, the intermediary space. Bhuvaha iti Vayuhu. Vayu is now the wind. Vayu is the wind. The wind is being superimposed onto Bhuvaha. So Vayu, we now see Bhuvaha is Vayu, the intermediary space. Okay? So we have Agni is superimposed on the Bhuloka, right? And then the intermediary space becomes the wind, the Vayu. Okay? Suvaritya dityaha. Suvaritya dityaha. The Repha is a Vasarga, Suvaha, iti, Adityaha. Suvaha, the heaven, is Adityaha. Suvaha, iti, Adityaha. So now Adityaha is the sun. So Suvaha, iti, same pattern, right? Buhu, iti, Buvaha, iti, now Suvaha, iti, Adityaha. So the Swarga, Loka, is Adityaha. Everybody see it? Suvaha iti adityaha, suvaritya adityaha. Maha iti chandramaha, chandramaha, okay? Maha iti chandramaha.
Maha iti chandramaha.
Maha iti chandramaha.
Maha iti chandramaha.
Maha iti chandramaha. Maha iti Chandramaha, Vasarga, Adi Vasarga. So Maha, the fourth Vyahriti, is now Chandramaha. Chandramaha is the devata of the mind. Yeah, the moon is the devata.
Oh.
Yeah, the moon. Chandramas means moon. Chandramaha is the nominative singular of Chandramas. So Chandramas means the moon. Chandramaha is the Ishta devata, is the devata who rules over the mind. So all of these, in fact, we're looking at them as devatas. So Agni Devata, Vayu Devata, Aditya Devata, Chandrama Devata. Okay.
Why does the moon rule over the mind?
I don't know. Well, maybe because, think of it metaphorically. The moon reflects the sun. Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what will be important to know.
But now, so are we saying that the sun is now seen as the moon?
No.
Because it's Maha here?
Maha iti Chandramaha.
Yeah.
So, I kind of have to explain it in the context. Seeing the Bhuloka is this world, right?
Yeah.
So on Buhu, we're superimposing Agni, fire. On the intermediary space, we're putting Vayu.
Yeah.
On the heavens, we're putting Aditya.
Right.
But then, what is going to be the light that illumines and makes known and exalts the fire, the small luminary,
okay.
And then the wind that feeds, that is in between, the space, the air that is in between, and the sun, right, which is the heaven, which is the big one, okay? But then it's the mind that lights up all of those, because of which all of those are known. And so Maha is the Chandrama, so if you look at it as the deity of the mind. So the Agni Devata, as part of Ishwara, the Agni Devata is the Devata that's responsible for all the laws around fire. Vayu is the Devata, all that has to do with the wind, with the movement of air. Aditya Devata is all of the suns that light up all of the different lokas. All of the different lokas, all of the different worlds have a sun. They all have light. So they all have some a sun that's true to their particular plane of existence. So now all three of these, what is the Maha? What is that which blesses all of them, lights up all of them, nourishes all of them, exalts all of them? That's the Maha. So the Maha, for those three, they say the moon. So you can't think of the moon as the moon. You have to think of it as the Devata. What is the Devata of? Is the mind.
Okay. Last week when we were talking about Maha.
Yeah.
I found that.
It's not Mahat.
Right. But I thought it was the sun.
No.
Or it's just because the sun reveals everything. It's the light.
Oh, well, go back. I know exactly what you're talking about. Go back to the first upasana. The first upasana says, we're going to put for Buhu, this Vyahriti,
mm-hmm.
right? For this sacred enunciation, we're going to put this loka, which is actually the meaning of Buhu.
Mm-hmm.
But we start out with, as an upasana, we take the sound, Buhu, and we let it mean this loka, ayam lokaha.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Then we take the second enunciation, Bhuvaha, Antariksham. That's the intermediary locus,
right.
The middle locus.
Right.
Then we take, and that's really what Bhuva means. But still, we're superimposing the actual meaning on the sacred syllable. Then the third loka is Swarga. That's Suvaha, which it actually means. So we have this loka, the intermediary loka, and Swarga.
Mm-hmm.
In order for these lokas to be known, to be revered, to be nourished, to be exalted, what is necessary? Aditya. So the sun gets superimposed in this one on Maha.
Okay.
Okay. So the Aditya, the sun, is what lights up each of these lokas. But now in the second one, in the second upasana, because this particular upasana has four sections to it. So in the second section, it's not this loka, the intermediary loka, and the heaven loka being lit up by the sun. Now it's the fire, Agni, the Vayu, and the Aditya being lit up by the mind.
Wow.
You see what's happening?
Yeah.
So you start out, when we do this upasana, you start out with the first one, because it's going in kind of a succession in a way, you know? It's just different things to see like that.
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. I sort of misinterpreted something last week.
Yeah. So that's why we have to take all four of them and then actually do the upasana. You actually do the upasana and make yourself kind of visualize that, and then you go to the next stage, and then you go to the next stage, and then you go to the next stage with that visualization.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we do this next one, this is part two of the same upasana. This one that we're learning right now is part one of the upasana. Okay? And this one has four stages.
Do they turn this into Vedanta after a while?
Yeah. It's all Ishwara now. It's a way of appreciating the wholeness.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so where are we? Let's see. I want to, before we learn to chant this, I want to finish this one little section. So repeat after me. Chandramasa.
Chandramasa.
Bhava Saravani. Jyoti Gumshi.
Jyoti
Gumshi.
Jyoti Gumshi.
Mahiyante.
Mahiyante.
Okay. Chandramasa, by the moon, by the Devata of the moon. Vava puts emphasis on Chandramasa, on the word that comes before it. So by the moon, indeed, or however you want to translate it, Sarvani, all, Jyoti Gumshi, all luminaries, all of the luminaries are the Jyotish. Sarvani, Jyoti, Gunshi, Mahiyante are nourished, exalted,
enlivened,
you can say, yeah. It has to do with being exalted, nourished, praised, nourished, revered. So do you see how it goes? We've got bhu iti agnihi, bhuva iti vayuhu, suva iti adityaha, maha iti chandramaha. Chandramasa, by the moon, indeed, vava, sarvani, jyoti, gumshi, all of the luminaries, mahiyante, are nourished or are exalted. Think of moon as mind, then it makes a lot of sense. Everybody with me on this? Before we start to chant it. Are you okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Bhuriti. We'll start chanting it. Bhuriti va agnihi. Bhuriti va agnihi. Bhuriti va agnihi. Bhuriti va agnihi. Bhuva iti vayuhu. Bhuva iti vayuhu. Bhuva iti vayuhu. Bhuva iti vayuhu. Bhuriti va agnihi. Bhuriti va agnihi. Bhuva iti vayuhu. Bhuva iti vayuhu. Suvaritya dityaha. Suvaritya dityaha. Suvaritya dityaha. Suvaritya dityaha. Suvaritya dityaha. Suvaritya dityaha. Maha iti chandrama aha. 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 Chandramasa. Chandramasa. Chandramasa bhava sarvani. Chandramasa bhava sarvani. Bhava sarvani. Bhava sarvani. Chandramasa bhava sarvani. Chandramasa bhava sarvani. Jyoti gumshi mahiyante. Jyoti gumshi mahiyante. Jyoti gumshi mahiyante. Jyoti gumshi mahiyante. Chandramasa bhava sarvani. Chandramasa bhava sarvani. Jyoti gumshi mahiyante. Jyoti gumshi mahiyante. Chandramasa bhava sarvani. 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 Jyoti gumshi mahiyante. That's the section we're going to start a new one. Bhu uriti va richaha.
Bhu uriti va richaha.
Bhuhu iti va vai richaha. Bhuhu iti vai. The va becomes vai. The vai becomes vai, and then the ya drops. So bhuhu iti vai richaha.
Bhuhu iti vai richaha.
Bhuva iti samani.
Bhuva iti samani.
Bhuvaha iti samani.
Bhuvaha iti samani.
Suvariti yajugumshi.
Suvariti yajugumshi.
Suvar iti yajugumshi.
Suvar iti
yajugumshi.
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 Suvaha iti, that rafis of a sarga, suvaha iti yajugumshi.
Suvaha iti
Maha iti Brahma.
Maha iti Brahma.
Maha iti Brahma.
Maha iti Brahma.
I hear papers rattling.
We're stuck.
We don't have that.
You don't?
No, we don't.
Why not?
Because we're lame.
No. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So, Mahaha Iti Brahma.
Mahaha Iti
Brahma. Then, Brahmana Vava Sarve.
Brahmana Vava Sarve.
Veda Mahiyante.
Veda Mahiyante.
So, Brahmana Vava Sarve. Vedaha Mahiyante.
Brahmana Vava Sarve. Vedaha Mahiyante.
Okay, so let's translate it. Same, exactly the same structure. Buhu iti va richaha. Okay. Bu, indeed, buhu iti va vai richaha, the Rik Veda. Richaha are the Riks. Richaha is in the nominative plural of Rik, and it's the Riks make up the Rig Veda. So remember there's four Vedas, but there's three Vedas. And then the Atharva Veda was added on later, so to speak. So the first Veda is the Rig Veda. So the Richaha are the Riks, which are the mantras. The Riks are the mantras. And so the Rig Veda, the first Veda, contains all of the mantras that are used in all of the Vedas. Okay. So here it says, Buhu iti va richaha. So the Rig mantras are now being seen on the Bhuloka, on Bhuhu, on this Vyahrati. Just on the Vyahrati, on the sacred enunciation Bhu, were seen as the Rik mantras.
On the enunciation itself.
Yeah, on the enunciation. Bhuhu, we're now seeing, on Bhuhu, we're seeing the Rig Veda, the Rik mantras. Richaha, nominative plural, okay? Then, Bhuvaha iti Samani, on the intermediary area space, we're seeing the second Veda, the Sama Veda.
Oh, Samani. Yeah.
Samani are the Samans. The Samani comes from the Samans. Those are the Riks put to Sam, Sama Veda.
So
Samani is the nominative plural. So Sama of the Sama Veda, of Sama. So the Sama. I think it might be Salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah, but it could be.
So is it the same way on the enunciation of the Buhu enunciation?
We're seeing the Sama Veda. And the Samani are the mantras in the Sama Veda. And in the Sama Veda, what the Sama Veda is made of are the Riks, the Rik mantras that are in the Rik Veda, put to song.
Is it exact same?
Yes. Yeah, they're the same, but they're put to. Yeah. Might be some difference. For the most part, they're exactly the same.
That's what the same boys were chanting, right?
Yes.
Samaveda.
The Samaveda. And instead of the way that we're chanting now, in the Samaveda, there's it's much more song like, with a lot of elongation of the vowels and a lot of. Instead of. They'll have more things, you know. It's very beautiful. Very
is
beautiful.
Is it still within the swaras? Or is it
yes, they have, they have an extra swara.
Uh-huh.
And they have some extra some extra lengths also, even of the consonants. So I can't explain it to you.
It sounds more like song than it does like chanting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Actually, I might have something that I can play for you. Because I had taped something that the young boys.
Oh, those little boys?
Yeah, those boys that are all learning at the ashram, at Coimbatore, that were all salmon neutered.
Salmon.
Salmon becomes salmon. Salmon.
And salmon translates as song?
I don't know.
Oh, all of them.
I just know it as the Rik mantra is put to song, is usually how they say it. Okay, so the Bhuvaha Iti Samani, from the mantras from the Sama Veda. Okay. Suva Iti Yaju Gumshi, Yajurveda. So the Yajurveda is what takes those mantras and it explains how to use the mantras in ritual. So the Rig provides the mantra, the Rig Veda. The Sama Veda takes those mantras and puts them into a different type of chanting, kind of like a song. And then the Yajurveda, the third one here, that's the put it on the Suloka, Suvaha, on that particular Vyahirti, is the Yajurveda that teaches you how to, describes how exactly to do the rituals and how to use these mantras in ritual. Because the mantras are meant to be used in ritual. Right? Like these fire rituals, in the fire rituals. Okay?
Are the Sama Vedas used in the Yajur Veda? I mean, What dictates when you use it as a rig and when you use it as a chanted mantra and when you use it as a song?
I'm not sure, but that's going to be explained in the Yajur Veda.
That's what does it.
Yeah. Sorry. And let's do this next one. Maha Iti Brahma. The Maha, that which enlivens the whole thing or is pervasive to the whole, that's another way of looking at Maha. It enlivens, it exalts, it nourishes, it pervades the whole thing, is Brahma. Here, Brahma means Om. Because we're talking about the words of the Veda. And so the word Om, which is the name of Brahman, which is the name of Ishvara, it is the word Om that, starting with ending with M, includes all sound and is the sacred syllable for the entire Veda. In fact, every ritual will start with Om. Right? And every prayer, every chant, every ritual, everything always starts with Om. And Om is the name for Brahma. Okay? So here, Brahma means Om. Okay? So because the Om is the name for Brahman in the Vedas. So, Maha Iti Brahma. Brahmana, by Brahman, means by the Omkara. Bhava, indeed. Bhava, putting emphasis on Brahman. So Brahmana, instrumental singular. Sarve Veda, all of the Vedas. Sarve Vedaha. Sarve Vedaha, namas of pearls. All of the Vedas, mahiyante, right, are pervaded, are nourished, are exalted.
Mahiyante is passive third.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you see it?
Yeah. You have to remember a lot, don't you?
Yeah. And Vedanta.
Welcome to Sanskrit.
This Vedanta Sanskrit are very good for your memory. Upasana is very good for your memory also. It causes you, like you learn the Upasana and then you hold it in your mind for this Chittanaischalya. We'll talk about that today. I don't have it on my list, but it's going. Chitta Naischalya means that steadiness of mind. You know, Naischalya comes from Nischala. Nischala. Chala means movement. Nish means without any movement. So that Chitta is the mind. So Chitta Naischalyam is the steadiness of mind, the holding of the mind steady. And so you can imagine when you're doing the Upasana, it's actually an Upasana on Ishvara, right? But you're also holding this vision in your mind. And then you go from this vision, this visualization on Bhur, Bhuva, Suvaha, Mahaha. Then the next level, Bhur, Bhuva, Suvaha, Mahaha, superimposing these different things on it. So it's a practice of the mind, and it keeps the mind in the buddhi. There's no room for any wavering at all. There's no room for wandering, because the buddhi has to hold this. It has to remember it, has to hold it. You know what's in when we do the Nididhyasana, sometimes Swamiji, and I've also been teaching this. You know how when we do sometimes addition and subtraction, 5 plus 4 plus 8 minus 6 plus 10. The reason Swamiji started that as an exercise is because it keeps you in the buddhi. The manas, this fluctuating mind, can't operate when you're doing arithmetic, adding and subtracting, or you'll lose it.
right? You'll lose it. If your mind starts wandering, the addition and subtraction is gone. And so if you spend a few moments doing that addition and subtraction, it centers the mind, and then it also brings the buddhi to the forefront, and it's that buddhi there that you place the mantra. You place the mantra in the buddhi, because the buddhi is the deepest, cleanest part of the mind. So that's kind of the idea. So the upasana does the same type of thing.
I have one question about this. As we go along in this succession, are we adding to, or are we leaving each one as we go to the next?
We're leaving each one,
okay.
But each one gives a certain understanding.
Right.
And then you go to the next understanding, and then the next understanding. And by these four understandings, you get an idea of Brahman as that which pervades everything. Now, what that Brahman is going to be isn't taught in this first part of the mantra, that we're in this upasana. The details of the nature of Brahman will be taught in the next upasana, next part of the upasana. This is part one that we're learning right now. This next part is part two.
Okay.
Well, that comes up soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very beautiful. I mean, I think we should practice these upasanas, because you'll understand the benefit of upasana and also see these visualizations of Ishwara, and kind of it allows the ahankara to kind of resolve into Ishwara, which is their purpose. Okay, so let's so we translated this. Let's chant it. Everybody ready? Bhurati varachah, bhurati varachah, bhurati varachah, bhuva iti samani, bhuva iti samani, bhuva iti samani, bhuva iti samani, suvariti yajugumshi, suvariti yajugumshi, suvariti, 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 suvariti yajugumshi, 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 suvariti, yajugumshi, suvariti, yajugumshi, suvariti, yajugumshi, suvariti, yajugumshi. Maha iti brahma, maha iti brahma, maha iti brahma, maha iti brahma, brahmana bhava sarve, brahmana bhava sarve, veda mahiyante, veda mahiyante, brahmana bhava sarve, veda mahiyante, brahmana bhava sarve, veda mahiyante, maha iti brahma, maha iti brahma, brahmana bhava sarve, veda mahiyante, brahmana bhava sarve, veda mahiyante, brahmana bhava sarve, veda mahiyante,
brahmana bhava sarve, veda mahiyante.
Just let's go back to where we started, and then we'll just chant this once. Repeat after me from Buddha Siva Agnihi, and then we'll take a break.
Buddha Siva Agnihi, Buddha Siva Agnihi, Bhuva Iti Vayuhu, Bhuva Iti Vayuhu, Suvaritya Dityaha, Suvaritya Dityaha, Maha iti chandrama aha, maha iti chandrama aha, chandramasa bhava sarvani jyoti gumshi mahiyante, chandramasa bhava sarvani jyoti gumshi mahiyante, bhurati varchaha,
Bhurati Varchaha Bhuva Iti Samani Bhuva Iti Samani Suvariti Yajugumshi Suvariti Yajugumshi Maha Iti Brahma Maha Iti Brahma Brahma Navava Sarve Veda Mahiyante Brahma Navava Sarve Veda Mahiyante. Okay, good. Om.